Now on Daf Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara in about six lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, and rabbis teach. Yatzu Heim Velo Shluchim. So only the people themselves, the people who convince others to worship Avodah Zarah, this is talking about Yirmi Dachas, they themselves have to convince, but they can't be messengers. You can't have They have to be from the same town. It's the simple understanding. Anashim ein anashim pachmi veis. When it says yatsu anashim, it means you need two people who convince. And davar acher anashim v'lo nashim anashim lo k'tanim. So it has to be men and not women and children. B'nei bli'ya'al. They have to be individuals who are bad people, who are bli'ol, without a yoke. Banim sheparku ol shemay mitzavrem. People who unloaded the yoke of heaven from their necks. What this means is that maybe you would argue that maybe you could argue that if they're like it seems that if they're like say they're good people who convince you to worship to convince the whole town to worship Avodah Zarah, so maybe they would not. It would seem that they would not be subject to the would not become Yirmi Dachas. They have, because why? Because you say, oh, a from guy told me to worship Avodah Zarah. So okay, I listened to him. All my friends are doing it, so it's not so bad. The whole town is doing it. They thought since everyone's doing it, and a good guy tells them to worship Avodah Zarah, so maybe it's not as bad. However, so therefore, it has to be Bnei Belial. It has to be a someone who's known to be Muchzak, someone who is presumed to be a bad person. That's what the Sanhedrin Ketana said. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Velo min hasfar." They can't be individuals from a border town. And why can't they be from a border town? So the simple understanding is that Rashi says, "Gzeiras HaKasav," is a divine decree, but other. We showed him the Ram, Yad Ramah. The Rambam says, no, we don't want to leave open border towns. You don't want to make an Yirmi Dachas by the border, because then the people living at the border, they're your protector. They're the first line of defense. The Gemara continues and says that Yoshve Iram, that the Yirmi Dachas only applies to those who convince others from the same town, velo yoshi yoracheres. But if two people come from out of town, they don't become in Yirmi Dachas. Lemor saying, "You need witnesses and warning for every person in the city." The simple understanding, at least according to Rashi, is that where you need witnesses and warning for each and every person, Rashi seems to say that it's going on the Medichim, on those who are, you need to warn the people who are trying to convince others to worship Avodah Zarah, and that's the Lecha Mishneh writes as well. But the Aruch HaNer writes that's not the case, because later on Rashi seems to say that even the people who worship the Avodah Zarah also need Eidim and Asrav. They also need warning and witnesses. In any case, the Gemara continues, and he quotes the pasuk. It says, "Lemor," saying, "Oh, that's, I'm sorry. That's warning witnesses." Okay, so that is that discussion. Now the Gemara continues and says, "Itmar," it was said, "Rabbi Yochanan Amar Cholkim Ir Achash Nishnei Shvatim," that we can split one town into two tribes. That when they divided Eretz Yisrael, so they divided it. There could be a town that is part one tribe, part another tribe. It's actually Machlokas. So we talk about the times of Yeshua, we talk about the Messianic era. Machlokas Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Beish Lakash Abar Ein Cholkim Ir Achas Yisnei Shvatim. We don't split one city into two different tribes. So the Gemara continues and says, Eis Vei, we have a question. Rabbi Yochanan the Beish Lakash. Yochanan asked Beish Lakash his position. Ad Sheyu Madichem Yoso Yom Yoso Shevet. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that a city doesn't become an Yirmi Dachas until the people who convinced them are from the same city and the same tribe. Why did they say both? My love, Afal Gadamidech Meoso Ir, Ika Meoso Shevet in Ilolo. So the Gemara is saying, I see both the same city and the same tribe. So what that means is, it's possible that they're from the same city, but not from the same tribe, which that would indicate that you could split one city into two shvatim. Gemara responds, "Lo, that's not the case. You don't have to say that. The Naflei Birusha. Maybe at the time of Yeshua, they only had that every city was into one for one shevet. But maybe someone inherited someone from a different tribe inherited. Well, sorry, maybe." Let's say there was a Yerusha inheritance. So let's say the man has daughters. He gives his estate and the city is given over to his daughter. She gets married, or maybe their mother is from a different tribe and they inherit it, the property. So there are possibilities that initially one city one shevet, but over the course of time because of inheritance, so it was given. It was you have individuals from different shvatim in the same town. Or maybe someone from one shevet gave as a gift to someone from a different shevet a piece of the a house in the city. So that's not a strong proof against Reish Lakish. Esve, another question that Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. Arum teisham eish shnei shvatim eila. In Sefer Yeshua, it says that shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, that they were given from their property nine cities for the Levim. My love Arba Paga Mihai, Arba Paga Mihai. So the indication is nine cities for two tribes, it's 4.5 for each. So Shamina, Chokim, Yeracha, Shnei Shvatim. So we see from here that you can divide one city into two tribes. Lo, and the Gemara says, no, Arba Mihai, Vachomish. No, there are four cities from one tribe and five from another tribe. Ihachi, Lifosh, Perushet. And it should say explicitly which one has four, which one has five. The Gemara says Kasha. Okay, so it's a question on Reish Lakish. Bottom line is that it's not a Tiyuvta. The Ran says that maybe specifically when it comes to Shimon and Yehuda, because the tribe of Shimon was in the tribe within the tribe of Yehuda, so that's why it said nine cities within these two tribes, because they're really in one area. Because Shimon did not have its own separate land; its cities were within Shevet Yehuda. The Gemara continues and says, "Ibai lehu." What's the halacha if there were no Maidichim? No one convinced the city to worship Avodah Zarah, but they came to it by themselves. So are they treated as a din in Irni Dachas or no? Do we say that the Torah talks about the Torah describes the Irni Dachas as other people entice them to worship Avodah Zarah? That's not this case. Oldimo, or maybe Afil Hutra Be'aleh, even if they didn't have other people entice them, but the whole city worships Avodah Zarah, maybe then they would be had the status of Irni Dachas. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof. Tashma, coming here. Hidichud Lashim Ktarim. The Mishnah says that if women or children convince the city to become over the Avodah Zarah, the city does not become an Irni Dachas. Amai, why? Levi Kutcha Me'aleim. So at the very least, say, okay, if there are no women or children, if women and children doesn't work, that doesn't work to entice them, so maybe if they do it themselves, it shouldn't work. Why don't you say, if a woman and child entices someone to worship Avodah Zarah, it's as if there is no one enticing them and they're enticing themselves. So the fact that we say that women and children are convinced, there's no din of Irni Dachas, so certainly if they convince themselves, they should not be able to set up Irni Dachas. So the Gemara says, no, Hanach Batsin Ashai Gvide. No, those who are who convince themselves to worship Avodah Zarah, so they're just following themselves. That means they're so connected to Avodah Zarah. But, Hani Batsin Nashim Ktan Gvide. But no, if women and children convince a city to worship Avodah Zarah, maybe they're doing it not because they're so into Avodah Zarah, but they have pity on the women, they have pity on the children. That's why they're worshiping Avodah Zarah. So it could be that even though that if women and children convince them to worship Avodah Zarah, so then the city would not be considered Irni Dachas. But if they convince themselves, maybe they would. The Gemara leaves this as a suffix. The Gemara does not resolve this suffix. The Rambam says in this case that that if they're hutchu me'aleim, if they convince themselves to worship Avodah Zarah without men enticing them, so it doesn't have a status of irni dachas. So, So some want to argue that, so some Achronim want to say, the Mishnah Melech, for example, says that this was an unresolved suffix. So therefore, because it's unresolved, so therefore we are lenient in a sense. Even though the punishment is stricter for an individual that they get skila, but if it's in Yudachas, all the money is destroyed. So because it's a suffix and it's unresolved, so therefore we don't take the money from those who are supposed to inherit from the people who are killed. Others disagree. Kesef Mishnah says that when the Gemara rejects this latest proof, so the Gemara is basically saying that it does have the status that if they're hutchu me'aleihem, so then they that if hutchu aleihem, so then they did not have a status of an ir nidachas. Question is is the Rambam Paskin be based on Suffolk, or is that what his definitive view is? So that's unresolved, but what's clear is that the Rambam does hold that we don't treat this as an ir nidachas. If it's hutchu me'aleihem, it's not an ir nidachas either out of Suffolk, we don't know the Paskin, so we're going to take the more lenient view, they don't lose their property, or we're going to say no, that hutchu me'aleihem doesn't have a status. It's no worse than women and children. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, "So how's this work? How do you warn everyone? So because you're basically warning people and you're adjudicating people, and let's say there are 100 people in the town. So you have to wait till 51 people are found to be guilty." And then you're going to make them the sitting near Nidachas. So what's the problem? The problem is that there's a general concept called Inui Hadin. You're not on delay punishment. So let's say on Monday, someone is found guilty of being Obey Avodah Zarah. So do you kill him by Skila as an individual? You know there are other people in the town who also worship Avodah Zarah. So what are you supposed to do? Just put him in jail until you find out if the majority of the city worship Avodah Zarah? Isn't that an Inui Hadin? Well, like, how are you supposed to adjudicate to see? Because if an individual worships the Avodah Zarah, it's Skila. If a whole town or a majority of a town, so then it's Sayef, they're killed through the sword, but they lose all their property. So what are you supposed to do? So three different opinions. Amar Rav Yehuda, Danim B'Choshim, Danim B'Choshim. Yeah. What you do is if you know there's a whole big town that they worship Avodah Zarah, so then you judge each person. You put them in jail until after the verdict, until you determine whether you have a majority. The Aruch HaNer says, well, just jail everyone until, and don't have the verdict, and just have the verdict of all of them in one day. The problem, right, sometimes you can't just have 50 court cases all in one day, you know, so that you can't have. But maybe you can have 50 court cases, judge them, get all the facts, get all the information, and then do all the verdict the same day. So the Aruch HaNer said, no, you might forget by the time. The judges may forget what happened in case number one that happened 30 days ago. So the Amalei Ula, so he says, Rav Yehuda said, you place the verdict, and if you know there are a lot of people in town who worship Avodah Zarah, so you put them in jail and you wait to see how many people, if you have a majority or not. Amalei Ula says to him, no, you are causing Inui Hadin, you're making them suffer. There are two different reasons why we put someone to death immediately if they're found guilty. One is Borlo Misa Yafe. You're supposed to give the person an easy death, so you don't want to make him suffer by waiting until he's put to death. And the second process is Viarta Ra Mikirbecha. If they uproot evil from your midst. Nafkamina, some say, is let's say a shore, an ox is supposed to be put to death. So do you wait? Viarta Ra Mikirbecha, that applies, not Vahatarachamocha. In any case, so Ula says, Elamar Ula, Doni Misolkin, Doni Misolkin. He says that you judge. Let's say there are 100 people in town. The first person's found to be guilty. You put him to death through skila as an individual. Once you get to person, and everyone gets skila as an individual until person 51. Once you have person 51 who worships Avodah Zarah, so at that point, once you've reached the majority threshold, from that point, it's Sayef, the punishment is the sword. And then you're gonna also destroy get rid of everyone's money also, the property of the town. The Gemara says that the... and there are a bunch of provisions that, you know, the Chazon Ish says that that the truth is, if the majority were warned, at least initially, then everyone would agree that with Rabbi Huda you put him in jail. The only question is, if you don't know how many people were actually warned, you don't go through the due process. But if you knew that everyone was warned, then that would outweigh the potential for Inui Hadin. Why would Rabbi Yehuda disagree with this Inui Hadin position in general against Ula? He might say that there's only a problem with Inui Hadin when you know definitely what the person's punishment is going to be. But right now, you don't know if it's Skeel or Saf. You know if he's judged as an individual or he's judged as part of a city. So therefore, there's no problem with Inui Hadin. However, the Ula says no. What you do is you kill everyone as an individual who's found guilty, and then if you have the majority, once you have a majority of people found guilty, so then you start treating each individual as part of a member of the city. The Gemara says, Itmar was said, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, don misoklin, don misoklin. Simple understanding is Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Ula that you judge, you put people to death by skila, you keep on doing that until you have the majority, after which point they're treated as an irdi dachas. Reish Lakish Amar, marvelam batidim. Reish Lakish says, you bring people in. You have a lot of batei din. You have many, many court cases. I mean, you bring together for capital court cases, it's 23. So you bring in a lot of judges, and you judge all the court cases in one day. The Gemara says, the Edi is not really so. V'amar Rami Chama Bar Yossi Amar V'yoshaya. V'otseisa es ha'isha hu o es ha'isha hi. Says you take that man or that woman to your gates, and you stone them, and they die. Ish v'isha tamotzi l'sharecha. You take out individuals to the Sanhedrin Katana, but you don't take a whole city. You need to judge them with a court of 71, and based on a gadol, court of 71. So how can you do that? Court of Reish Lakish. The way you do is you judge every member of the city with 23, and you examine the judgments, and then you have many courts of 23, and if after the verdicts you have now a majority, so then you take them all to Yerushalayim and then to the high court, and the high court then has the verdict, and they kill them with Saif, they kill them by the sword. So the Rambam writes that the Rambam writes that veheitz veheach din irni dachas Ram and Hilchos of Azar perek down halacha vav. So what's the law of irni dachas? Bizman shetiyah ruah le'elsa is irni dachas, the time when a city is fit to become an irni dachas based on gadol shulchim medarshim v'chokim achi du baraya brua shutchul kol yaruba. So they send out and they investigate thoroughly until they know with complete proof that the whole city has been corrupted, or majority. And they return to idolatry. Then he sent two Torah scholars to warn them and to bring them back to do tshuva. If they return, they do tshuva. Mutav, great. But if they remain in their sinful ways, based him in tzav and l'chol Yisrael la'alos aleim l'tzava. So based him commands all of Klal Yisrael to wage war, vein sarin aleim, and they lay siege on them. And they wage war with them until the city is conquered. Kishet tibaka. Once the city is conquered, miyad ma'arim lahem batei dinim v'donim also. Then they increase the courts and they judge them. Chomisha bo alav shnei edim shavar kochavim achar sheyisrael samafrishon also. Anyone that has two witnesses that say they worship Avodah Zarah, after they warn them, they separate them. Nimsu kol ovdim miuta soklim osam ushari or nitzol. If the number of worshippers are the minority of the city, then they give them skila, the rest of the city is saved.
Nimsu Ruba, if majority are found to be of the Avodah Zarah, Malados on the base of the God of Sham Vedinam, Vahogim Kol Eisha of the Basayah. So then they go up to the high court, and then they have the verdict there, the punishment, the sentencing, and they kill everyone who worship Basayah with the sword. So it seems that the Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish.